you reach a point where that overthinking becomes more productive to you than getting up and doing something. Like, there's so many times where I'd be sitting on my bed and I would be thinking about the same thing, but am I really going to pick up my laptop and start doing something about it? For some reason, no.
Wow, we
Wow.
upset
We
everyone.
did. And welcome back to another episode, our first episode
Of
of
the
the year.
year.
Wow.
What's wow about
I
it?
don't know. I feel like, you know what? There has been a lot of like talk about like 2024. I'm seeing all like the 2024 recaps
Yeah.
all over my TikTok, all over my Instagram. It's like 2024. What was it? Oh, and with that, the 2024
By the
season
way,
comes to an
it's like
end.
a, I think it's a show.
Is it
I think it's a show because there's 2023, there's 2022.
22? Yeah, I saw couples be like, and
Yeah.
with that, the 2022, with that, the 2023. Okay, maybe it is a show, or maybe it's
And
like
that's how
this.
he ends it every year.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know if it's a show or not, but he has a
Yeah.
really good, you know what? Like, some people have really good, like, news anchor
Yeah.
voices, like news reporter voices,
Yeah.
where it's like they can have like a, like, it's a crisp, like, clear, well-pronouncing kind of voice.
Yeah.
And some people are really built for it. And I feel like he's one of those kind of people, you know? But you know,
You know,
it's raining.
it is.
And I haven't seen rain in so long. And I'm so happy that it's raining. I don't know, for some people, it's probably snowing like crazy right now.
I want to see snow. I've
Oh,
never
yeah, if
seen
you've never
snow.
seen snow, I want to take you somewhere where we can see snow.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I feel like traveling in winter is just such a mess. Like, I would never want to travel in winter. I would only want to travel in summer.
Really?
Unless you like do, you know what you could do? You could travel in summer, but then go to a country where it's
Winter
snowing,
and summer?
like Australia.
Winter and summer. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, like Australia, but I don't know
Yeah.
if Australia snows. I don't think it snows.
What
I
about
think,
New Zealand?
I don't know, because they're further down south. So does
Yeah.
it snow there? I don't know. In South Africa, it's the same thing, by the way. They
It
have
doesn't
winter.
snow?
No, but they have winter and summer. I don't know if it snows in South Africa, but they have winter
Yeah,
and
because
summer.
my friend, she lives in New Zealand, and she in her like
She
Christmas,
studies there?
yeah, like she's born in New, she's
Oh,
like,
okay. She's from New Zealand.
yeah,
Okay, nice.
and it doesn't snow there in Christmas. So,
Oh.
because you know how like when you see when everyone talks about Christmas, there's it's
It's like
like
the snow
snow,
season.
sneeze,
Yeah.
yeah, sneeze. But yeah, there it's like summer.
It's fully
It's
summer.
fully summer.
Wow.
So it's not that like cozy vibe
They're
with,
wearing like normal, like,
yeah.
you know, jeans and top. Yeah. It's so crazy, like, how different period, different parts of the world go through like different weathers, but
Yeah.
it's like all the same time of the year. Like, some people's December is like super cold, super snowy. Some people's December is like, oh, I can wear tank tops and a shirt.
Yeah. Like that's their time to go to the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, this week I really wanted to talk about, and also this was something that was voted from, I think, 2 weeks ago,
Yeah.
because when we put up that poll, there was two votes, and the first one we ended up covering, and the second one is something that I think is such an interesting topic. And I'm gonna bring it in a way where it's me myself. Like, I'm gonna give you guys a
Me,
little
myself, and
anecdote,
I.
a little story. So I am about to graduate soon. I, why did
Okay.
I say I like that?
I.
I am about to graduate soon, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And I need to land a job.
Facts.
Khalas, it's just the way life goes, you know? Like, I need to land a job. I need to find my career. I need to, you know, dig my feet in like the career world and see where my life is heading. But I am procrastinating like crazy for some reason. And with that procrastination is coming a lot of stress and overthinking. And I'm just choosing to overthink instead of getting up and being like, you know what? Today I'm gonna work on my CV. Today I'm gonna job apply. Today I'm gonna do this.
Just something that I would like to like pause on for a
Oh, tell me.
second is that I feel like we're making life move way too fast. Like Hannah, we went from school to uni to work. Like there, we didn't take a break.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like there is no break. Of course, you would be stressed out. Like you're changing your whole life course
Yeah.
in a matter of like what,
A
couple
couple
of months?
years.
A month,
Oh
come
yeah,
on, like.
months, yeah.
You know, by the time you graduate, you know, you find your job, the interview, all of that stuff, and then
Yeah.
your whole life is just completely switched 180.
Yeah.
Like that's insane.
It
That's
is insane, but it's like,
crazy. Your body did not even take a break to like breathe from like that stress.
from like uni stress to going into career stress. And the thing is, I always tell myself, I'm like, Because I was with my friend yesterday and she's like, Rina, we're actually so young.
We
like,
are.
She was telling me, she's like, we're actually so young. We're only 20. I mean, I'm about to be 21 in a few days. But yeah. We're only 20. And like the way we had just have to like all of a sudden like get everything together. But you know what it is? I feel like that's just a natural course of life. Like as much as I want to say like, yeah, it's so fast paced, but that's how it was for our parents. That's how it was for our grandparents.
I know, but I feel like that's why we need to stop it. Because like I look at my parents now, they're all tired.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two. Yeah. Both of them are tired.
The whole community.
They're all tired. Bro, like my mom's not even that old. And she's like really, really tired.
Yeah.
Physically, like mentally.
Full burnout.
Once you go into that work, like, you know, force, whatever, and you start having a family, you wouldn't be able to
take some time for yourself.
For yourself. Khalas, it's all.
Khalas, like full-time commitment with anything, whether it's that job or that child or whatever it is.
You can't escape it.
Yeah.
So I feel like we do need to at least give ourselves a break before we take that role. Because once we take that role, there is no going back.
I agree. But then, like, if I'm going to take a break, I want it to be a productive break. Like, I don't think I would... Like, I would feel guilty if I was to fully take some time off and genuinely just not do anything besides relax. Because it's like, in my head, what am I really relaxing about? I know I worked. I know I did high school. I know I did uni. But then that's just like, okay, like, halas now, you just move on to the next thing. Like, what am I going to take a break for?
Okay, what is your productive break?
Like, my productive break would be to work on the podcast, which is still work.
Okay, that's fine.
But I can't, I don't think I can genuinely, like, afford taking that break though. Do you get what I mean? Like with the way life is, like I need to start making my own money. I need to start being responsible for myself. I need to start making sure that I'm also contributing to the bills. Like ideally I would love to be like, yeah, khalas, now it's my time. But no, it's like, okay, now you are a proper adult, like in the eyes of my family. Like I need to help out. I can't just sit here and be like, guys, none of you took a break, but I want a break. I want to relax now, you know? Do you get what I mean? I would love to. I really would love to, but I just don't think it's ideal for me to take a break now. I think for me, how I would do it is I would take breaks in my career journey.
Yeah, but like, see, if you don't know how to take a break from the beginning, how are you meant to be able to take breaks in your career? Because my mom was like that. She doesn't know how to take a break. My mom doesn't take breaks.
Yeah.
Because she just doesn't know how. She doesn't know how to, like, relax. Because, again, as like you said, like, she would feel guilty and, like, no, I need to be doing something.
Yeah.
So, like, in an age like this right now, being young and everything, how, and you feel guilty and you feel like you can't take a break, what would make you think and you will change?
Later on.
Because, trust me, you wouldn't be able to take a break later on. If you don't have that mentality from now. Like, a good example would be my mom. She is a teacher. So she works with, like, other, you know, teachers around her. These, like, some people in that school, they know how to take breaks. Mm. That's, like, a set thing for them. They don't feel guilty. They're
it's like their
weekend.
Me time. Yeah.
Their weekend is literally their time.
Yeah.
They go, they do cycling. They go like hiking.
Yeah.
They go out to the nature. They go out together. They have that and they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people that's like, oh no, I just can't. Like, for example, my mom, she would be like, oh, I have some work that I need to finish off.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, family time or like all of that stuff. Yeah, but for them, like, adi. Like they would just be like, okay, daycare, like, or like, you know, they can take their kids out somewhere and then they would go out.
Yeah.
So they know how to take breaks, and that's why when it comes back to the weekday, they're efficient in their work.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, khalas, like I took my break, I'm
they're
refreshed.
Energized again.
They're
yeah.
energized and they can work again.
They have a clear mind. Yeah, which is true, because I always think about like, okay, if I was to go straight, like imagine I finish uni on a Thursday and I start work on a Monday.
Yeah.
Like realistically, am I going to have a clear mind to realize that shift between like uni to a full-time 9-to-5 every single day, 24/7, like I need to be there, you know? I don't know, but I'm just being realistic. I don't know if I can, and how long would my break be? Like, I don't think I can take a break for, like, 2 months or something like that.
Oh, I was going to say, it doesn't have to be a year.
No, yeah. A year is definitely, like, pushing it. Like, if I was to take a break, I think it would be, like, 2 weeks max. genuinely for like if otherwise I would feel like what am I really doing if I'm not using that break to like put some time into the podcast, if I'm not using that break to like just be productive
I'm
or
not telling you to like use the break and like completely forget about the world and just be selfish and be like only me, only me.
yeah.
Like you can do small things on the side, but also things that wouldn't take, that wouldn't stress you out.
What would you do in your break if you had a break? And how long would your break be? And like, actually, how would you use that time? Because that's valuable time.
Ideally, I would want my break to be 2 months long.
Okay.
And I would just want to be able to wake up at a good time. Like, I'm not
Okay.
gonna say, like, oh, wake up at like 2 p.m.
Yeah,
No, like,
yeah, yeah.
wake up at a good time. Just be able to take care of myself more. Like, go to the gym in the morning, come back home,
Okay.
make food, you know, do some research on like new tech things or do a course online.
Okay.
Like, and then maybe like go out and come back home, you know, like just a very non-stressful life. Do you know what I mean? Like a course online, it's not gonna stress me out.
That's
The
true.
podcast, it's not gonna stress me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be improving on it and all that stuff, but it's not that extra stress on that, you know, you would be getting from work where it's like, oh my God, I need to get my stuff like
Like, I have
perfect. I have
deadlines.
deadlines. My boss is literally can fire me at any moment. I lose all my income just because of that.
Yeah.
Like that stress, that's crazy.
But then I don't know how I would feel being 21 and like living and like taking a break, and then I'm not making my own income, so I have to live off like what my parents give me. Especially going from like
Yeah, that's
knowing the
valid.
feeling of like having a job, getting
Yeah.
that reward, you know? Like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like, okay, maybe I would do like a small job in that
Yeah.
break, not like a full-time commitment. But then I feel like that would be like my internship phase. Like, if I was to do like the, you know, internship into a full-time, like maybe I would graduate, still be in an internship situation, and then later on they would offer me a full-time position,
Yeah.
you know? I don't know. Because like in my head, I'm like, okay, like I want to go out. I want it. Like, if I'm going to take that break, I obviously want to have a social life. But then who's going to be paying for that social life?
Yeah, that's also valid.
It's not, it has to be coming out of my pocket, because if I'm taking that break for myself, I better be affording that break. Not like my parents affording my break, which also they also paid for my uni, which, you know, it just, I would feel
Yeah.
guilt. I would feel guilt. If I'm going to take that break, I need to afford that break. That's why, like, realistically, I think the max I can do is like a 2 week, maybe a month of a genuine break. Like, I'm actually just taking care of myself during that time. I'm refreshing myself. I'm seeing what kind of career I want, whatever. But also, I don't know if I would be able to graduate not knowing where I'm heading, you know, because I'm already getting that question asked constantly. And what's your plans? Like, wow, it's already January. You graduate in March. What's up? Like, what are you doing? And this is where I hit panic mode. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to start getting my stuff together. I need to start applying. I need to fix up my CV. I need to like get my LinkedIn together, all of this stuff. But then in I'm just, unfortunately, for some reason, not doing anything about it, which is not an excuse. Like, it's genuinely not an excuse. And it's like a very vulnerable thing. Like, I don't like the fact that I'm not doing anything about it. I don't know what it is that's holding me back. But that's why I really feel like there's so many times where overthinking can just feel so much more peaceful sometimes. Peaceful, quote unquote.
Okay.
Okay, than actually doing something. Because in my head, it's like when you do that thing, it starts becoming intimidating. It's like, oh, you're actually taking that step. You're taking that step to start this career, to start committing yourself to this 9-to-5 job. But then
Okay.
overthinking, just hear me out.
I'm trying.
Hear me out. When you sit and overthink, because let's be honest, we all overthink.
Yeah.
It's not like it's only a me thing.
Yeah.
Everyone overthinks,
That's
right?
valid. Yeah.
You sit and you overthink and you overthink and you overthink, and it just, you reach a point where that overthinking becomes more productive to you than getting up and doing something. Like, there's so many times where I would be sitting on my bed and I would be thinking about the same thing, but am I really going to pick up my laptop and start doing something about it? For some reason, no. And it cannot only be me. Same thing with studies. Oh my God, I have an exam. I need to start getting my life together, whatever. Why am I doom scrolling on TikTok? I don't know. You know? Like, I have that so much where I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, Rina, khalas, yalla, get up. Like, one, two, three, yalla, get up. Like, let's
But
go.
that's not because of overthinking, that's because of procrastination.
But then I think procrastination and overthinking in this instance goes hand in hand, sorry. Because you're overthinking about your future. Where am I heading? What's happening with my life? I don't know the trajectory of where my life is going. So I'm just overthinking about it. And because I'm procrastinating it, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, but then how is overthinking peaceful than making that change? Because that overthinking makes builds up that stress in you.
It
It
does.
builds up that the scare monster in you to do that task.
But then doing that task would sometimes feel more intimidating than just sitting
Because
there and thinking about
of the
it.
overthinking.
Yeah.
So overthinking is not peaceful.
No, it's not. I'm not, it's not peaceful, but it sometimes would feel more peaceful to just sit there in your thoughts than getting up and doing something. Because getting up
The
and doing
more you
something.
sit there in your thoughts, the more in your head you would make that process of getting up harder
Difficult. Yeah.
because it's more scarier.
Yeah.
So the less time you sit overthinking,
I'm not
the easier
disagreeing with you.
it would be to make that process actually
I
happen.
know. I'm not disagreeing with you because I think that's realistic, like the ideal situation. But how many times have I sat there and overthought and then done nothing about it? And you can't tell me like I'm the only one.
No, like I agree, like I do procrastinate, but like I just don't see how, like for me, when I overthink something, like I overthink maybe like the different possibilities that could happen, or like the different ways my life could like lay out, or I overthink like specific instances,
Yeah.
but I think maybe the reason why overthinking could be peaceful is because
Quote unquote. Yeah.
you've laid out all of the different possibilities.
Yeah.
So there is no way that you would be like, oh, I didn't expect this to happen.
Yeah.
Because you've already laid it out, you know? Like, use that overthinking process to plan out your whole life. Like, have plan A's, plan B's. What would happen if this doesn't work out? Let's move on to something else. I feel like that's the only way that I would see overthinking and being peaceful, because then you can actually like plan out everything. And after you've completely planned out your whole life, then you can maybe take that step. Maybe
Yeah.
then it will be easier.
But then see, that's what I'm saying. It won't always be easier. Sometimes, like, okay, if you think about it, like, what's the type of things that we overthink about? It could be your career,
Yeah.
could be your studies, it could be your relationships, it could be your family, it could be money. You know, I think sometimes we let the thoughts in our mind control us so much that they have more power than what we actually do. So that's why sometimes, like, staying in your thoughts can feel a bit more safer because taking that step might feel like, oh, this is a risk. Like, I don't know where this is heading. But if you sit there and overthink, like you said, you overthink of all the possibilities. Like, let's say you want to confront someone or something like that, or you just want to tell someone something. You are going to overthink that process so much of how they're going to react. It might reach to a point where you might never do it. Because, khalas, you just dug this really bad hole for yourself of your thoughts. But in your mind, it's like, oh, it feels safer for me to stay in these thoughts, to stay closed in my own mind than to face reality. That's what I'm saying. Like sometimes,
Okay, yeah.
because reality, we don't know what's going to happen in
Yeah.
reality, but we can expect what can happen in our thoughts. We can make up so many scenarios. We can make up exactly how our life is going to go, whatever. But what actually happens, like expectation versus reality, is sometimes so far off from what we think. And that's where I think the intimidation part comes from.
See, I agree with that, but sometimes I feel like, and it does make sense why overthinking would be safer, but I feel like, I don't know, we just need to kind of push over
That overthinking.
that overthinking, because yeah, at the moment it feels safer, but subconsciously it's making everything seem scarier.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, yeah, maybe consciously you're thinking about it. You're like, okay, I'm in my safe space. You know, nothing's happening at the moment. Everything's okay right now. I'm worried about my future. I'm worried about this, but like right here at this moment, I'm okay. But in your subconscious, you're like, but the future is coming.
Yeah.
And
that's
scary.
Where the overthinking comes. Yeah.
And that's when procrastination comes, because you don't want to
face that future.
You don't want to take a step towards that future because you just made it so scary for yourself.
Yeah.
So you always continue to procrastinate to live in the moment, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I genuinely just feel like taking that step sometimes is way easier than overthinking. Because I remember I used to overthink, like before I'd sleep, every time I'd overthink of like, what am I going to do in my career?
Yeah.
Like, how will my life set out? Like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But like, I don't even know if that's what I want to do in the future. I know it's not what I want to do, but every day I wake up and I do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I would overthink it every single night until like genuinely just one day I got up, like opened my laptop. I was still on my bed.
Yeah.
Opened my laptop and found a job and I applied.
Yeah.
Like I was a class, you know what? I applied.
Yeah.
And I got a response back. So like, yani, alhamdulillah, like of course
alhamdulillah,
by Allah and everything. But truly like it's not as stressful and as hard as I thought it would be, as how my thoughts made it seem like.
Mm.
Like I genuinely did not think, you know, I would find something that I would enjoy or I would I remember I was overthinking to the point where I was like thinking of like a whole new career path for me in like product design and
I that.
I left everything
with and
I
computer went to science.
Computer science and even psychology, remember?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, computer science, psychology. No, I left all of that. I went to product design.
Yeah.
So like sometimes you genuinely you genuinely just need to stop yourself and like let's just get up. See what's out there.
Yeah.
Like, just start doing your research. Like, it doesn't even have to be like, oh, let me find a job right now. But, like, see what's out there. Things that you can, you know, do courses on. Or, like, something that would just make you feel a little bit closer and a little bit safer to take that step towards your future.
I think what happens when you overthink is you feel like you're not prepared.
Yeah.
So, you feel like it's also, like, a matter of, I'm kind of scared of facing failure as well, because it's like if I just stay in this bubble, right, like you said, in this moment, you are not going to face anything besides your thoughts.
Yeah.
You're not going to face failure. You're not going to face rejection. You're not going to face any of these things. And sometimes when it's especially the start of your career, that's like it could affect you a lot where it's like I'm just getting rejections left, right and center. Like there's no way that I'm going to find that job. There's no way that I'm going to find something that's fit for me. But there definitely is. And I also think when you have a very, like when you overthink a lot, when it's at a high amount, that's when you kind of can realize that you're lacking tawakkul. Because I feel like if you genuinely have tawakkul, it could surpass all the overthinking that you're having, because it's just like you genuinely have faith and you genuinely have reliance that Allah has your plan set out for you. It doesn't mean that you sit there and you do nothing. Obviously, we know that like you still have to be productive. You still have to get up every day. You still have to commit to the things that you are doing. But it's just like, you know, once you know that there's a higher power and that higher power is taking care of you and already has something set out for you and has the best of plans for you, it has that reassurance that your thoughts don't have. Your thoughts will not give you reassurance. Because you sometimes will be your biggest enemy with your thoughts. Like your thoughts can, I think 9 times out of 10, when you're overthinking, you're not overthinking in a positive way.
Yeah.
You're not overthinking where it's like, oh my God, now I'm going to make millions and now I'm going to have the best life and my family is going to be set out. No, you're overthinking of the worst case scenarios. So obviously you're not going to be reassuring yourself by talking to yourself like positively. You're just going to assume the worst. You're going to assume that your life's going to be over. You're assuming that you're never going to have a job. And that's where procrastination comes in, because you don't want to face that. You don't want to deal with it. But that's also when I think you should really focus on having stronger tawakkul. Because once you have that strong tawakkul, you can just be so heavily at peace and know that you're relying on yourself, but also Allah. Because sometimes you yourself are not enough. Actually, majority of the time, you are not enough. You're not going to be enough, because we're going to, like I said, you're sometimes going to be your own critique. You're going to be your own enemy. You're going to make your life difficult for yourself. But if you know that there's Allah who's looking out for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's looking out for you and ensuring that there's a path that's good for you with good people, with a good job, with just, you know, a path that's genuinely that's meant for you, because a good path for Shahad may not be a good path for me.
Yeah.
So it's a very curated, personalized path. And if you know that, it just really puts your heart at ease.
And another thing that I feel like also causes a lot of overthinking is when you start looking at what other people are doing and other people's accomplishments.
Yeah.
That's when you kind of just start critiquing yourself and be like, oh, but I haven't done this. Like, why am I not doing this? And then you start overthinking, but you don't actually do anything to better yourself.
Yeah. You know, which, like, and I always say this, I feel like LinkedIn is like the biggest enemy. Yeah. LinkedIn. Bro, every time I'm on LinkedIn, I have had the pleasure. I have had the honor. I am so thankful. I am this. I'm that. I'm like, oh my God. And you know, LinkedIn is like a place where you just flaunt your successes.
Yeah.
It's literally a place where you just like talk about how well you're doing in your life. And like people can either look at that and feel motivated, can look at that, feel envious, can look at that and feel less of themselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like, for example, whenever I look on LinkedIn, it just makes me think to myself where it's like, what am I doing with my time? Because I have kids my age with their own businesses. I have kids my age traveling the world. I have, you know, like it's just such an eye opener, which is good because at least, you know, it can be two things. It's exposure because at least it might give you that wake up call where it's like, okay, Rena, like you need to start doing something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it could also be such like a draining thing to constantly look at, because comparison is the thief of joy. If you're constantly going to compare your life to others, especially on an app like LinkedIn where everyone is just flaunting everything that they're doing.
Yeah.
Bro, people on LinkedIn talk about taking walks, and people on LinkedIn talk about, I just hit a 20k mile and I just did this and I did that, and it's just like,
okay, I laid in bed.
I had a full 8-hour sleep.
Yes.
And maybe that's what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why you shouldn't compare.
I will say that on my next LinkedIn post. I had the honor of
to having have a full 8-hour sleep.
With no interruptions.
Yeah. That is genuinely an honor.
Yeah.
To have. That's difficult.
Yeah.
Rarely do we ever have that.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think genuinely, I don't know if there's a way to completely get overthinking out of your life.
Yeah, no.
It's just part of the process. All of us overthink. Our parents overthink. It's just the thoughts in your mind, right? You can't escape them, but you can minimize them. You can make yourself more productive. You can have more tawakkul, have more faith that everything will be okay.
Yeah.
And as scary as life seems, I just kind of tell myself, I'm like, there's so many people that have gone through this life. Like, how scary could it be for me? Because like, anytime people talk about different careers where they're like, oh my God, doctors, like that's so hard, that's so difficult. I'm like, there's so many doctors. Like if people have graduated, if people have done it, if people have succeeded, there's definitely a chance for me.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean that I'm any less to that success. So that comes with the same thing with life. But again, everyone has their own like life stories and, you know, that word?
Life goes on and on.
No. Is that word? What's that word where it's like,
is it an Arabic word?
No, it's an English word where it just basically, like, it's like that picture where it could show like people in a metro and every single person is like going through a different stage in their life. Like one girl, maybe her sister just gave birth. Another person.
You sound like me right now. There was this picture and there's people. And
no, there's a word for it where it's like, I think it starts with an S. I don't know what it, I forgot what it is, but it's just like that concept of like everyone, like you could be surrounded by so many people, but everyone is going through something so different.
Yeah.
And like, we all have like our own little life, but it's also good to not get so caught up in that little life, because that little life could like consume you a lot. It's good to also think big as well.
I agree. Quote of the year. Sometimes it's not good to think small. Think big. Anyways, guys, I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
And inshallah, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.